The Town Hall continues. We welcome Susan Savage to the program. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm great. How are you today?
Okay. Susan Savage hails from Niskayuna. She is chair of the Schenectady County Legislature. She's running for state senate. It's the 44th district, which has been represented for 32 years by Republican incumbent Hugh Farley. Now, most of the candidates we're talking to today are running in primaries, and that's the case, I believe, and I'll ask Susan Savage about this, in that although you are a Democrat and Farley is a Republican, you're running on those party lines, you are challenging Senator Farley on the conservative line as a write-in?
Well, that's right, Bob. Actually, the day that I'm focused on really remains November 2nd, the general election. But members of the Conservative Party who are in Schenectady County had urged me to run on their line as well. And it's really been a grassroots movement to try to make sure that there's a choice on the conservative line. And my record is really one of being a fiscal conservative. I've also run on the conservative line three times as a county legislator. So, you know, working on those issues and my record as a fiscal conservative is something that is not new to people who live and work in Schenectady County.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have run on that conservative line in the past, you said?
I have three times, yes.
Okay. Let me skip right to today's news, something that's in the news. You're challenging Senator Farley to, I think you said, a weekly debate. But if I understand his response correctly, he's saying, well, there are three debates scheduled by the League of Women Voters, and that could be sufficient. It always does seem the challenger wants to debate more than the incumbent.
Well, one of the things I think is very important, Bob, is that people from throughout the district get to hear both of our views and our ideas on the issues that affect people who live in the 44th District. And Senator Farley has not agreed to debate me in Fulton or Montgomery County. And I think it's important that people in that part of the district be able to hear from both of us. So I'm disappointed by that, and I'm going to keep pushing to see if we can have some public forums in Montgomery County and in Fulton County. And I know you've hosted forums like that in the past, Bob, and I'd urge you to, you know, try to encourage Senator Farley to debate with me in Montgomery County and in Fulton County as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, we have done political debates in the past. I can't recall if we did in some of the other elections that Senator Farley was involved in, but certainly he's had all manner of opponents over the years, including the current mayor of Schenectady, Brian Stratton, and has prevailed. Why do you think you can win this time?
Well, really, the there's only been a couple of races that have really been a challenge. And the last race that was a challenge was 10 years ago, which was a very long time ago. Senator Farley has been in office for 34 years. And his first run was a challenge 34 years ago. Brian Stratton was certainly a challenge, but he really hasn't had a strong opponent. What I'm talking to people about throughout the 44th, and I'm knocking on doors, and I'm listening to what people have to say, is that they're concerned about the issues that I've worked on in the county legislature. Their chief issue is jobs. People throughout this district need jobs. We've created 3,500 new private sector jobs in Schenectady County. We've rebuilt the economic base. We've rebuilt downtown, and we've been able to cut county taxes three out of the last 5 years. And those are things that people throughout the 44th District and throughout upstate New York need. So when I go to the Senate, what I want to concentrate on are the issues that I have a record in accomplishment in Schenectady County, which is creating jobs, rebuilding the economic base, and cutting taxes. And Senator Farley's record is really one of raising taxes. During his tenure, he's voted to raise taxes over 500 times.
Now, I would say that up here anyway, the name Senator Farley Word Association, you'd associate it, yes, maybe with raising taxes or spending, but you associate it with grants for libraries, fire departments, things like that. I mean, he is, you know, has done a lot, you know, it seems to me that's the perception for the district. How do you get around that?
Well, as you know, Bob, in the places where they know us both, they know my record. They know it's one of doing many of the same things, making sure that when there are parts of our community that are in need, that they're well served. And Senator Farley isn't in the majority anymore. So those grants that he was known to distribute really aren't available anymore. And one of the reasons that I'm running is there's about $11 million that doesn't come to this district, that goes to other parts of the state. And I want to be a very strong voice to make sure that the 44th District gets their fair share. And that's not happening right now. So I have a record that I think is pretty well known throughout the district. It's certainly well known in Schenectady County. But what people are looking for are not handouts. They're looking for the economy to serve people in this district. They need jobs. They need economic development. And they need tax cuts. And that's really what they would prefer. Okay. Remember, when politicians hand money to people, it's their money. They've already paid these taxes. And so politicians might look great by handing this money back, but let's remember that a lot of people got out of bed every day, went to work to earn the money that paid those taxes. So it might look like largesse,
okay,
but I'd call it getting our fair share.
846, Susan Savage with us running for state senate. Do we have time for a call? It's 684-0123. We haven't heard Senator Farley yet, but my hunch is he's not going to necessarily run against you so much as your party. I mean, you're talking about the Democrats in the majority. Of course, that could change. And I do know that in the past, he's been very critical of what he sees as one-party rule down in Albany, and that's really been problematic, or isn't that problematic for you?
What I've heard at hundreds and thousands of doors that I've knocked on is people are sick of the finger-pointing. Don't tell us that some people downstate created these problems or they're responsible. We elected you. We expect you to stand up and represent us. And that's what I would do. I would be a very strong voice fighting for people who live in this district. And I don't think that we have that right now. So the finger pointing is something that a lot of people, when I knock on their doors, laugh about. It's not all the fault of people who live downstate. And what are we electing our representatives to do if not to represent us?
It doesn't, I mean, just in general, seem to be a good year for Democrats.
I think it's a great year for people who are not long-term incumbents. And that's what I hear at door after door. It isn't affiliated with party, but there is a very strong feeling that we need significant change, that the people who are there in the state Senate now have not done a good job, and we need to get new people in who are going to work harder and do a better job. Because right now, I think what we have is a political game that goes on. And we need some people who are going to be statesmen. We need some people who are going to reach across the aisle and say, how do we solve this problem? That's what our representatives are elected to do, to solve our problems, not to point fingers at other people and say, oh, it's not my fault, it's their fault. So I think it's the best year ever for somebody like me who has a strong record, who is a fiscal conservative, and who has not been part of that problem in Albany. And we need people who are going to solve our problems, not point fingers.
I wonder if where this race will be decided, sometimes with the state Senate and with the assembly district that we're involved in, also with Schenectady, it somehow seems that Schenectady is just maybe more, there's more people, there's more populated and so on and so forth. And maybe we feel a little bit like the tail of the dog out here. Where do you think if you win this, where will you win it?
Well, I think I'm going to win it throughout the district, to tell you the truth, because people in Montgomery and Fulton and Saratoga counties know the history of success that I've led in Schenectady County. They've been to downtown Schenectady. They see how it's been rebuilt. And remember, Metroplex, for the first 5 years in Schenectady County, was really unsuccessful, to say the least. Nothing happened. Buildings 6 years ago were falling into the street in State Street. And I led the effort to professionalize economic development, and we've rebuilt this community within the last 6 years. And people throughout the district know that record, and what they would like to know is how come it hasn't happened in their part of the woods. And that's what I want to work to do. These communities are very, very much the same. And the same success that we've had in Schenectady, I can make happen in Amsterdam, in Johnstown, in Gloversville, and throughout the 44th District. But it takes leadership.
Okay. Susan Savage, I thank you very much for joining us. She is a candidate for state senate opposing incumbent Hugh Farley. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. You too.
Bye-bye.